OK， 瓦昆特之音，服务源于聆听。尊敬的奉献者们，晚上好！今天是2011年的2月21号，星期一晚上7点。今天呢，我们又非常幸运的请到了心爱的 D D R 们来给我们讲，继续讲这个 Krishna 快乐的源泉，就是 Krishna 的笑时光。不过很遗憾的呢，是今天晚上突然我们发现不能三多方通话的时候不能有音频了。那么以后呢，我们视频不能有视频了。不过我们会想办法，以后有没有办法再把它恢复过来？今天就请大家包容包容了，你们看不到它，只能听得到它了。好了，我是故事 Peter David Darcy， 现在来。非常有幸的来服务大家，翻译。OK, Maharaj, we can start.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, today we are continuing the second chapter of Krishna book, Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna.
今天呢，我们继续讲Krishna book 第二章，这个是各位伴随人上主 Krishna 的祈祷。
And this will be part two.
Sorry, it seems broken.
I said this will be part two.
哦，这是第二部分。
Okay, before we begin, we will chant our invocation prayer. And if you have your Krishna book open, you can follow along.
那么在我们开始讲课之前呢，我们先来照常先抄录这段祷文。如果大家手上有这个 Krishna 快乐源泉这本书，我们可以跟着一起来读。
Krishna 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 Lakshmanam Krishna 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 Ahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Lakshmanam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Ahimam.O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
Oh, 亲爱的主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
Oh, 主 Rama, Raghu 王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of Keshi demon, please maintain me.
Oh, Krishna, oh, Keshava, Keshimo 的徒者啊，请联系我。
So now, beginning from where we left off last week.
那么现在从上次停下那个地方呢，接着讲。
Therefore, Krishna is the absolute truth in all circumstances.
所以呢 ,Krishna 在任何的场合下都是绝对真理。
There is any truth within this material world that emanates from the supreme truth of Krishna.
这所有的物质灵性世界都是来自于这个至尊主 Krishna。
If there is any opulence within this material world, the cause of the opulence is Krishna.
在这个物质世界所有的富裕，它的源头都是 Krishna。
If there is any reputation within this material world, the cause of the reputation is Krishna.
如果这世界有任何的名望，这名望的源头也是 Krishna。
If there is any strength within this material world, the cause of such strength is Krishna.
如果这物质世界有任何的力量，而这力量的源头也是 Krishna.
If there is wisdom and education within this material world, the cause of such wisdom and education is Krishna.
如果这物质世界有任何的智慧和教育的话，这智慧和教育的源头也是 Krishna.
Therefore, Krishna is the source of all relative truths.
所以 Krishna 是所有所有这个真理的源头。
This material world is composed of five principal elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
这物质世界有五个粗糙的，有五个粗糙的元素所组成，就是从水、火、空气和雨看。
And all such elements are emanations from Krishna.
而这所谓的物质元素都是来自于 Krishna.
The material scientists accept these five primary elements as the cause of the material manifestation.
这个物质科学当中所谓的这些原，这一切的都是来宇宙展示的源头，这个 Krishna 是宇宙展示的源头。
But the elements in growth subtle states are produced by Krishna.
这些物质的宇宙，物质的宇宙它有各种展示，但它那些粗糙和精微的元素也是由 Krishna 来产生的。
So I have a comment in relation to some of the points that are being made here.
那么就这里提到这几个要点，有一些要点呢，我有做一番陈述。
These prayers confirm that Krishna is the cause of all causes.
这些祈祷呢，就是 Krishna 是万源之源。
This point the materialist cannot understand.
It is broken.
I said, this point the materialist cannot understand.
这一要点物质主义者是没法理解的。
Either they cannot understand or refuse to understand.
要不就是他们不能理解，要不就是他们拒绝去理解。
But in either case, they cannot understand.
但无论如何，他们就是不理解。
Something so simple and essential, but it takes faith and realization to understand.
这一些其实是非常简单，但也很重要。但是呢，你要得到领悟才能理解。
That's why Srila Prabhupada said that because devotees understand Krishna, they understand everything.
这就是为什么圣婆婆说，因为奉愿力理解 Krishna, 所以他们就能明白一切。
Now I'll go back to the flow of our story.
Sorry.
I said now back to the flow of our story.
现在再回到我们的故事当中。
The living entities who are working within this material world are products of his marginal potency.
这个物质世界的所有的生物体都是主的边境能量。
In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the whole manifestation is a combination of two kinds of energies of Krishna.
I'm sorry, Maharaj. It was broken again.
In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the whole manifestation is a combination of two kinds of energies of Krishna.
在佛家梵歌的第七章里面讲的所谓的物质展示都是由 Krishna 的这一所谓的物质元素的组成。
These are the superior energy and the inferior energy.
这是由 Krishna 的高等能量和低等能量组合而成所组成的。
The living entities are the superior energy and the dead material elements are his inferior energy.
这生物体呢是它的高等能量，而这些死的元素就是它的低等能量。
In its dormant state, everything remains of Krishna.
它一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
The demigods continue to offer their respectful prayers unto Krishna.
这些半神人继续向 Krishna 供奉尊敬的、充满敬意的供奉祷文。
They did this by analytical study of the material manifestation.
你做一去研究一下这个物质展示。
What is this material manifestation?
这物质展示是什么？
It is just like a tree.
这就好像一棵树。
A tree stands on the ground.
这个树呢，站在地上。
Similarly, the tree of the material manifestation is standing on the ground of material nature.
同样的，这个物质宇宙的这棵树呢，也是站立在这物质自然这个地面之上。
This material manifestation compared to a tree, because a tree is ultimately cut down in due course of time.
这个物质展示之所以被比作为树，因为这个树迟早都会被砍倒。
A tree is called briksha.
The tree is called briksha?
Yes, a tree is called briksha.
啊，一棵这个树是如愿树。
Vriksha means that thing which will be ultimately cut off.
Cut Vriksha, 这个 Vriksha 的意思就是终最终会被砍倒的。
Therefore, this the material manifestation cannot be accepted as the ultimate truth because it is influenced by time.
所以呢，这个物质展示是最终它是不可能是至尊的，因为它最终会被时间所毁灭。
But Krishna's body is eternal.
但 Krishna 的躯体是永恒的。
He existed before the material manifestation.
他在物质展示之前已经存在。
He is existing while material manifestation is continuing.
在物质展示继续的同时，他也存在。
And when it will be dissolved, he will continue to exist.
而当这个物质展示最终消失的时候，它也会继续存在。
Therefore, only Krishna can be accepted as the absolute truth.
所以只有 Krishna 才能被接受为绝对真理。
The Katha Upanishad also cites this example of a tree of material manifestation standing on the ground of material nature.
卡塔乌帕尼夏的一个解释说，这个把这个物质世界比作为一个。站立在物质自然之上的这个地面之上的一棵树。
This tree has two kinds of fruits, distress and happiness.
这个树呢有两种果实，一个是痛苦，一个是快乐。
Those who are living in the tree of the body are just like two birds.
而那些住在树上的这些就被比作为两只鸟。
One bird is a localized aspect of Krishna known as Paramatma, and the other bird is a living entity.
一只鸟呢就是 Krishna 的偏权扩展，也就是超灵，另外一只鸟呢则是生物体。
The living entity is eating the fruits of this material manifestation.
这个生物体呢它在吃着物质展示的果实。
Sometimes it eats the fruit of happiness, and sometimes it eats the fruit of distress.
有的时候呢，他会吃痛苦之果；有的时候呢，他也会吃快乐的果实。
But the other bird is not interested in eating the fruit of distress or happiness because it's self-satisfied.
但是呢，另外一只鸟，它对这个吃这个快乐和悲伤之果并无兴趣，因为它是自我满足的。
Upanishad states that one bird on the tree of the body is eating the fruits.And the other bird is simply witnessing.
所以呢，这帕特乌帕尼夏就是说，其这个树上的其中一只鸟呢，它是在吃果实；另外一只鸟呢，就是在见证着、目击着这一切。
The roots of this tree extend in three directions.
这棵树呢，它伸展向四方。
This means that the root of the tree is the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and aim.
这就意味着这棵树的这个根它是物质自然，就是这个善良情欲和愚昧形态。
Just as tree's root extends, so by the association of the modes of material nature, one expands his duration of material existence.
这就好像这个树根它在四处延伸，那么一个人他也会体验到通过物质的这个涟漪而体验到这些物质自然形态、物质存在。
The tastes of the fruits are of four kinds.
Four kinds.
Yes.
这个树的这个果实的品的味道呢，有四种。
Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimate liberation.
有宗教原则，有经济发展，感官享乐和最终的解脱。
According to the three modes of material nature, living entities are facing different kinds of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation.
根据物质原则呢，物质本性的这些生物体，它就会去追求，就是感官享乐、经济发展、宗教原则，还有就是最终的解脱。
Practically all material world is performed in ignorance.
实际上呢，所谓的物质世界它都是处在愚昧形态。
However, because there are three qualities, sometimes the quality of ignorance is covered with goodness and passion. Okay, did you catch the last thing I said?
I didn't, sorry.
Okay, fine. I said, however, because there are three qualities, sometimes a quality of ignorance is covered with goodness or passion.
但是虽然说有这三种物质形态，但是呢，有的时候呢，这个愚昧形态呢，也被这个情欲和善良形态所覆盖。
The taste of these materials is accepted through five senses.
这个物质世界的这种品味呢，它有五种感官而得到。
The five sense organs through which knowledge is acquired are subjected to six kinds of whips.
这个收集知识的五个感官呢，它是从属于六个whips网络。
These are lamentation, illusion, sickness, death, hunger, and thirst.
Lamentation, 有悲伤.
We'll do it one by one.
Okay.
These are lamentation,
有哀伤, 悲伤.
Illusion,
虚幻.
Sickness,
疾病.
Death,
死亡.
Hunger,
饥饿,
and thirst,
还有干渴.
This material body is covered by seven layers.
这个物质躯体它有不同的层面，被覆盖了不同的层次.
These are skin,
比如说有皮肤,
flesh,
有肉，血肉,
blood,
有肉，有血,
marrow,
还有那个什么来着? What is it?
Marrow. You know, marrow is inside the bone.
哦，骨髓啊。
Bone.
嗯。Marrow.
Bone. Yeah, first I said marrow, then I said bone.
哦，然后是骨头。
Fat.
还有脂肪。
And semen.
还有精子。
The branches of the tree are eight.
这棵树呢，有八个那个枝干。
Earth.
有生，出生。
Water.
有土，有水。
Fire.
火。
Air.
空气。
Ether.
以太。
Mind.
心意。
Intelligence,
智性,
and ego.
还有就是假我.
There are nine gates in this body.
那这个躯体呢，还有九道门.
The two eyes.
Eyes,
you know, like to see.
Yeah, 眼睛.
Two nostrils.
两个眼睛，两个鼻孔.
Two ears.
两个耳朵,
one mouth,
一张嘴,
one genital,
还有一个生殖器,
and one rectum,
还有一个肛门.
And there are 10 kinds of internal air passing within body.
那它们都是这个躯体的一些通道.
Prana. So there are 10 kinds of internal air passing within the body.
这个躯体里面有十种空气在流动。
There. So prana, apana.
Prana, apana.
Yeah, udana.
You just say it.
Dhyana, samana, and so on.
就是这几种。
The two birds seated in this tree, as explained above, are the living entity and the localized supreme personality of Godhead, Paramatma.
那么这两这棵树上的两只鸟呢，就被解释为一个是个体生物，还有一个就是至尊主的天神扩展的超灵。
The root cause of the material manifestation described here is the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么这里呢，就描述这物质存在的根源其实是至尊人的所生。
The supreme personality of Godhead expands himself to take charge of the three qualities of the material world.
这个物至尊人的所生，他就进入到这个物质世界当中。
Vishnu takes charge of the mode of goodness.
比如说这个 Vishnu 他就掌管了善良形态。
Brahma takes charge of the mode of passion.
主 Brahma 他掌管的是情欲形态。
And Lord Shiva takes charge of the mode of ignorance.
主 Shiva 呢则是主管情欲形态。
Brahma, by the mode of passion, creates this manifestation.
主布拉玛呢，是凭着激情创造物质展示。
Lord Vishnu maintains this manifestation by the mode of goodness.
主 Vishnu 呢，则通过善良形态维系着这个物质展示。
And Lord Shiva annihilates it by the mode of ignorance.
主 Shiva 呢，则以愚昧形态来毁灭这个物质展示。
All creation ultimately rests in the Supreme Lord.
这所谓的创造终极说来是停留在至尊主之上。
He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and dissolution.
至尊主是创造，是维系，是毁灭的源头根源。
And when the whole manifestation dissolves in subtle form as the Supreme Lord's energy at rest in his body.
那么当这个物质展示毁灭的时候呢，这一切又进入到至尊主的躯体当中，停留在里面。
At present, the demigods prayed, the Supreme Lord Krishna is appearing just from the maintenance of this manifestation.
第八神就继续祈祷到他们这所有的物质展示、物质创造都是由主而造成的。
Actually, the supreme cause is one.
事实上，这个至尊的源头是一个。
The less intelligent persons, being deluded by the three modes of material nature, see that the material world is manifested through different causes.
但是呢，这个物质自然，这个物质世界是那些智慧稍低的人受到物质三形态的影响，他们认为从物质展示是由不同的原因而造成的。
Those who are intelligent can see that the cause is one, Krishna.
那些有智慧的人，他们能看到这一切的源头都是一个，就是 Krishna.
As it is stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna, Sarvakarna Karna, Prabhupada mentions this verse.
这个帕帕就提到了这个婆罗诃摩赞里面这一个事情。
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is the cause of all causes.
至尊人格首神 Krishna 是万源之源。
That is the meaning of that verse.
这就是这个世界的含义。
So Brahma is the deputed agent for creation.
所以呢，主 Brahma 他是这个创造的使者。
Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna for maintenance.
Vishnu 则是 Krishna 的一个扩展和来维系。
And Lord Shiva is the expansion of Krishna for dissolution.
而主 Shiva 呢，则是 Krishna 扩展出来毁灭的。
Our Lord, the demigods prayed. It is very difficult to understand the eternal form of personality.
那么这半神就继续祈祷到哦，至尊主，要了解你这位至尊者有什么困难呢
？People in general are unable to understand your actual form.
普通大众通常无法理解你的真实形象。
Therefore, you are personally descending to exhibit your original form.
所以呢，你才亲自到来来展示你的原初形象。
Somehow people can understand the different incarnations of your lordship.
但人们呢，有的人他们无法理解你的化身。
But they are puzzled to understand the eternal form of Krishna with two hands moving among human beings exactly like one of them.
他们非常迷惑地看到至尊主 Krishna 就像两只手两只脚跟他们一样在四处移动。
This form of your lordship gives ever increasing transcendental pleasure to the devotees.
主的这个原初的形象其实能给予他的奉献者 无穷无尽的快乐。
But for the non-devotees, this form is very dangerous.
但是对那些非奉献者来说，这个形象却很危险。
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is very pleasing to the sadhus.
国家梵歌里说 ，Krishna 非常让那些沙杜所高兴。
But this form is very dangerous for the demons because Krishna also descends to kill the demons.
但是呢，因为 Krishna 降临也要来杀恶魔，所以呢，他这个形象对恶魔来说也很危险。
He is therefore simultaneously pleasing to the devotees and dangerous to the demons.
所以呢，他同时既取悦他的奉献者，那同时呢又又对他的对这恶魔来说又是一个巨大的危险。
Our dear lotus-eyed Lord, you are the source of pure goodness.
我们亲爱的大莲花眼的主啊，你是纯粹的善良形态。
There are many great saints who meditate upon your lotus feet.
有很多伟大的圣人都在冥想你的莲花足。
They are fully absorbed in thought of you.
他们完全专注于对你的冥想。
As a result, they have easily transformed the great ocean of things created by material nature into no more than the water and the calf's footprint.
结果呢，他们就能够就这个，他们跨越这个物质汪洋，就好像跨越一个牛蹄印一样，那么轻松。
The purpose of meditation is to focus the mind of the personality of Godhead, beginning from His lotus feet.
冥想的终极目标呢，是要来去冥想至尊主的超然的形象，那要从他的莲花足开始。
Say by meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, great sages cross over this vast ocean of material existence without difficulty.
这些伟大的圣人只是凭着去深刻的去冥想这个超然形象，他们就能轻易的跨越物质存在的海洋。
Great saintly persons have crossed over the ocean of nations, taking help from the transcendental boat of your lotus feet.
这伟大的圣人就通过去借助于你莲花足这一只船，就能轻易的跨越物质存在汪洋。
And they have not taken away that boat.
而且他们还没有离开这艘船。
It is still lying inside.
还在它里面。
If one takes a boat to cross over the river, the boat also goes with one to the other side of the river.
因为一个人如果他借着这艘船过河的话，这个船同时呢也到了河的对岸。
And so, when one reaches the destination, how can the same boat be available to those who are still on the side?
所以呢，如果一个人他已经达到目的地的话，那么这个船怎么可能就会到另外在河岸的另一边呢？
Answer this question, the demigods state in their prayer.That the boat of the Lord's lotus feet is not taken away.
所以呢，这半生他们就祈祷说，就说其实至尊主这艘船并没有被带走。
The devotees still remaining on this side are able to pass over the ocean of material nature.
奉献者他们跨越了物质自然的这个汪洋之后，他们停留在河岸这个汪洋的。
This is because the pure devotees do not take the boat with them when they cross over.
那是因为那些伟大的奉献者，他们过河的时候没有带这只船。
When one sample approaches the boat, the whole ocean of material nations is reduced to the size of the water in the calf's footprint.
非奉献者没有带这只船，但是一个人一旦脱离这只船的话，他们就能非常轻易的跨越这个物质汪洋，就像跨越牛蹄。
Therefore, the devotees do not need to take the boat to the other side. They simply cross the ocean immediately.
所以呢，奉献者不需要把船带到河的另外一边，他们只要跨过这个海洋就行。
Because the great saintly persons are compassionate toward all conditioned souls, the boat is still lying on the side.
因为这些伟大的圣人们对于受条件限制的灵魂充满怜悯，所以呢，他们把船还留在河的另外一边。
In other words, one can meditate upon the lotus feet of the Lord at any time, and by so doing, one can cross over the great ocean of material existence.
换言之，人所有的人在任何的时候都可以冥想这个莲花所，并且借着这种方法呢，就能跨越物质存在。
Meditation means concentration upon the lotus feet of the Lord.
冥想呢，就意味着专注于主的莲花所。
So there is a comment that I have in regards to these points.
那么就这一点呢，我现在做一个评论。
This makes clear on what we should meditate.
现在就讲我们应该冥想什么。
Nowadays people think they can meditate on anything.
现在人们就想着他们什么都可以冥想。
A candle flame, a dot on the wall, or any other thing they can imagine.
他们以为他们可以比如说冥想这个火焰啊，想冥想这个墙上的一个点啊，什么他们能想到什么就想去冥想什么。
The real meditation means to meditate on lotus feet of Krishna.
但是呢，真正的冥想其实意味着冥想 Krishna 的莲花座。
This is why deity worship is so important.
这就是为什么说神像崇拜那么重，非常重要的原因。
It gives us the chance to meditate on Krishna's eternal form.
它可以给我们一个机会去冥想 Krishna 的永恒的形象。
And that begins meditating on his lotus feet and going slowly upwards to his lotus face.
这呢是由他的莲花足开始，然后慢慢往上，一直到他的莲花脸。
Prabhupada taught us to meditate on Krishna like this.
卡布帕呢就教我们就这样以这样一种方式去冥想 Krishna.
First, of the Lord's lotus feet and gradually upwards and taking darshan of his lotus face.
所以呢，一开始呢去觐见主的莲花足，然后慢慢往上，最后呢再见到主的莲花脸。
So now the demands continue that lotus feet indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么这一半神就继续说，这莲花足呢就一直这尊人格守身。
But those who are impersonalists do not recognize the lotus feet of the Lord.
但是那些非人格主义者，他们没法认出至尊主的莲花足。
Therefore, their object of meditation is something impersonal.
所以呢，他们的冥想目标是个非人格的东西。
The demigods explain that persons who are interested in meditating on something void or impersonal.Cannot cross over the ocean of nations.
那那般神就解释到，那些去冥想是非人格的这些东西的人，他们是无法跨越这个黑暗的、无知的海洋的。
Such persons are simply imagining that they have become liberated.
Such persons
are simply imagining that they have become liberated.
这些人呢，他们只是在想象着，认为自己已经解脱了。
Oh, lotus-eyed Lord.
具有莲花眼的主啊。
The intelligence of such persons is contaminated because they fail to meditate upon the lotus feet of your lordship.
因为这些人他们无法去冥想主的莲花足，所以呢，他们的智性已经受到污染。
As a result of the neglectful activity, the impersonalists fall down again into the material way of conditioned life.
结果呢，这些物质非人格主义者就又重新又堕入到物质存在之中。
They may temporarily rise to the point of impersonal liberation.
他们可能会暂时提升到非人格的解脱层面。
Impersonalists undergo severe austerities and penances to merge themselves into the impersonal Brahman existence.
以非人格主义者呢，他们会去做出各种各样的苦行，最终去融入到非人格的梵光之中。
But their minds are not free from material contamination.
但是他们的心意并没有摆脱物质污染。
They have simply tried to negate material ways of thinking.
他们只是在努力地想要摒弃物质的思维方式。
That does not mean that they become liberated.
但这并不意味着他们已经达到解脱。
Thus they fall down.
所以呢，他们就堕落了。
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the impersonalist has to undergo great tribulation in realizing his ultimate goal.
连这些佛家梵歌也说，那些非人格主义者，他们要经过很多的苦难，才能最终觉悟到自身的目标。
The Srimad Bhagavatam states that without devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, one cannot achieve liberation from the bondage of fruitive activities.
正点佛教瓦坛则说，一个人除非去从事对至尊人格守神的奉献服务，否则的话，他是没法摆脱物质的纠缠和束缚的。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, the similar statement of the great sage Narada is there, and here also the demigods comment.
伟大的圣人 Narada 在正点佛教瓦坛里面也有说了，那么现在半世也在说这一点。
Persons who have not taken to devotional service are understood to have come short of the ultimate purpose of the knowledge and are not favored by your grace.
Sorry, just broken again. It's long. Maybe you can cut it shorter. It would be easier.
I said, persons who have not taken to devotional service are understood to have come short of the ultimate purpose of knowledge.
那些没有从事奉献服务的人就被理解为他们没有得到真正的知识。
They are not favored by your grace.
他们不会受到至尊主的宠爱。
The impersonalists simply think that they are liberated.
即非人格主义者只是认为自己解脱了。
Actually, they have no feeling for the personality of God.
但事实上，他们对至尊人的守神毫无感情。
They think that when Krishna comes into the material world, he accepts a material body.
他们认为，当 Krishna 来到物质世界的时候，他就接受了一具物质的躯体。
They therefore overlook the transcendental body of Krishna.
所以呢，他们忽略了 Krishna 的超然形象。
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti Mam Muta.
这个在国家梵歌里提到了。
And this verse, of course, means that such persons are mudha, they're like acids.
这些人呢，就像 mudha, 就是像驴。
In spite of conquering lust and rising to the point of liberation, the impersonalists fall down.
即便他们征服了色欲，然后达到了解脱，这些人格主义者仍然会堕落。
If they are engaged just in knowing things for the sake of knowledge and not take to the devotional service of the Lord, they cannot achieve the desired result.
如果他们只是去想要得到知识，却不同时对至尊主的奉献服务的话，他们仍然没法达到意想的成果。
Their achievement is the trouble they take, and that is all.
Their achievement is...
I said, their achievement is the trouble they take, and that is all.
哦，他们的结果呢，就是他们所做的，忍受这些麻烦，就此而已。
And that is all for today. We are going to stop here.
今天我们就讲到这里。
I realize that a lot of this is quite technical, these prayers that the demigods are offering.
那我意识到这些半神人供奉的这些祷文呢，技术性都很强的。
However, if you listen to these points, there are many good things that you can extract in your preaching and teaching to others.
但是呢，如果我们仔细的聆听的话，我们可以发现这些祷文里面有很多很好的要点，我们可以抽出来用来传教啊，或者在教课的时候都可以用得上。
Again, like I said in the beginning, Prabhupada has woven this tapestry of philosophy and lila in such a way that we get the benefits of both.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
It's broken.
Okay. Like I have said before, Prabhupada has woven together the tapestry of philosophy and lila.
啊，圣帕帕把这些哲学和校园时光都融合在一起了。
And if you study this, you get the benefits of both.
如果我们去研习它的话，我们就能得到两者的益处。
Srila Prabhupada was quite clear on how he wanted to present the principle.
我确定帕帕非常清楚他。他知道自己应该如何去呈现 Krishna。
He wanted to present everything with very, very firm philosophical footing.
他想呈现一切的同时呢，要有着非常非常坚实的哲学基础。
He didn't want people just hear the lila and consider some type of sentimental story.
他并不想要人们就是聆听这些逍遥时光，然后呢，认为这些只是感情用事的故事而已。
Or to take, Krishna as an ordinary person.
或者说把 Krishna 当成一个普通常人。
Or to take his relationships with the various devotees to be material.
然后呢，就把各种奉献者的他们这些关系也当成是物质的。
Because we find that all times when the commentators on the Bhagavatam will give these, they're called saptahas, these big classes for many days, and they will only speak lila, that it makes people, confused.
因为我们发现了很多的这些人，这些评述，这部大乘的评述者，他们就，他们没有讲太清楚的哲学，然后只是讲逍遥时光，最后呢，就让人们非常迷惑。
Either they think it is just some kind of a folk tale or some folklore, some story.
要不呢，他们就把这些逍遥时光当成是一些普通的些民间文学啊，神话故事啊。
Or they come away with an understanding that Krishna's exchanges with his devotees, particularly those of the gopis, are material affairs, some type of love stories of this material world.
或者呢，他们也可能就把 Krishna 和他的不同的奉献者之间的这些爱心交流，就当成一些普通的爱情故事啊，一些普通的这些人的这些事情。
So to guard against this, Srila Prabhupada is very systematically teaching the Leela and explaining point by point the philosophy which is connected with it.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛就为了防止这一点，他就在教导自己讲这个 Leela 的时候呢，他也很系统的把其中相关的哲学也穿插了进去。
That's so important.
这点非常的重要。
It's so important, so that people will not take this as a mere sentiment or some type of a mundane story.
这非常的重要，所以这样的人们就不会把它当成一个普通的一些感情用事的故事，或者一些世俗的故事，一些庸俗的故事。
Rather, when they read the way the Prabhupada has presented this, their intelligence becomes very expanded with all of this.Philosophy and therefore it is easy for them to understand that the love something real.
相反呢，当这样他们如果以旁观成圣这种方式去理解这些小时光的话，他们的智性就能得因为这些哲学而得到延伸，最终呢，他们就能对这些小时光有了恰当的。建立在坚实的哲学基础之上的理解。
Anyone who carefully reads Prabhupada's presentation in the Krishna book will never think that this is some type of a mundane story.
而且他们也会知道这些小时光都是真实的。任何人如果去跟着帕帕在 Krishna 的小时光 Krishna 快手源泉这本书里面这样去读的话，他们都不会，如果这样去读，他们没有人认为这个是一些世俗的故事。
They fully understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God.
他们就能够理解 Krishna 就是至尊人格所生。
Prabhupada mentions again and again and again.
Prabhupada 他一次又一次的提到了这一点。
Because he wants the reader to.Understand this point.
因为他想要这些读者能理解到这一点。
Krishna is God.
Krishna 是神。
And what is God?
什么是神？
Prabhupada gives such an elaborate definition.
那 Prabhupada 就此做了非常详细的解释。
Because most people, if they're askedYou know, who is God? They have no idea.
因为大部分人当他们问谁是神的时候，其实他们根本就不明白。
Or if they're asked to give a definition of God, they quite often can only give a very shallow definition.
或者说，如果你让他们给神下一个定义的话，通常他们下的定义都是非常肤浅的。
Nothing complete.
根本一点都不完整。
So, God wants to avoid all that, and he wants to make crystal clear.
所以呢，爬爬他就想避开这一点，他能让这一概念变得非常一清二楚。
So, Prabhupada, it's kind of like looking into a mirror, very unclean.
所以呢，这就好像你看到一个镜子里面，非常的不洁净。
We can't see anything.
如果这个镜子很不干净的话，那你就什么都看不见。
But through the way the prophet is teaching, he is gradually polishing this mirror, making it crystal clear, so reflection is absolutely clear.
但是呢，如果我们去通过婆婆的这种教导的方式去阅读的话，那因为婆婆她就是以非常科学的方式把这个镜子打清扫的非常的干净，这样呢，镜子里面的影像也能看得非常清楚。
It is so clear that any reader will come away with the understanding, yes, this Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no doubt.
因为这个信息是如此的清晰，那么任何人来读一下这本书的话，都能非常清楚的说，对， Krishna 就是至正人格守神，这一点毫无疑问。
So because of this, we owe Prabhupada such a great debt.
正因如此呢，我们深深的亏欠于圣方面。
He labored so hard to give us this knowledge in a way that we can assimilate it.
因为他非常辛苦的才能让给了我们这样一种方式，让我们能够真正的去吸收他的知识。
He gave up all personal comfort.
他放下了所有的个人的舒适。
For our benefit.
就为了给我们不一利，为了让我们受益。
Just so that we can clearly understand Krishna.
这样我们才能清楚的去理解 Krishna。
So, whenever we pick up the Krishna book, we should reflect on this.
所以每当我们拿起 Krishna book 这本书的时候，我们都应该深思这一点。
So you meditate on all of that.
那我们就大家都来冥想着这一切。
And we will continue next class.
然后我们下节课再接着讲。
And this will be the third and final part of the second chapter.
那么那下一节课呢，就是第二章的第三，也就是最后一个内容了。
So again, thanks to Gopinita Mataji.
再次感谢 Gopinita.
Good translation.
感谢他的翻译。
At least I think so.
Thank you.
And also, we thank Sashi Gopal Charan Prabhu.
当然，同时我们要感谢 Sashi Gopal Charan Prabhu.
To again facilitate us.
感谢他为我们提供这个条件。
Hopefully by next class we'll figure out how to put this all on video.
希望下节课呢，我们能搞清楚怎么样再把这个录像给录下来。
Unfortunately, this time some technical difficulty, we couldn't do it.
很不幸的，这一次因为有技术上的问题，所以呢，我们没办法录像。
But at least we have the audio.
但至少我们有音频。
So thank you all for listening.
所以呢，也感谢大家的聆听。
I feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to these classes.
我仍然感觉到非常的幸运，能给大家讲课。Some of you they can ask questions.
Well, let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
I just wanted to say this is the next thing to be able to personally come there.
这个，那么除了亲自来到你们身边，那么这是已经是最好的方式了。
So I'm hoping that it will evolve to that.
所以呢，我希望最终我们能够达到那一点，就是亲自来。
So we kind of set a principle in the beginning that we weren't going to take questions on while we are on online on air. So we will get the questions through email, and then we answer them in that way.
那么我们一开始就已经提出了立下了这样一个原则。如果大家有问题的话，我们在讲课的时候，因为是网上不好提问，所以呢，你们有问题呢，可以通过 email 的方式，然后这样来回答。
Okay, now our hour has passed. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.